Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Going to be chatting now and looking around how Israel can help South Africa with its water crisis. And I'm chatting to Dr. Clive Lipshin, Director, Center for Transboundary Water Management, Arava Institute for Environmental Studies. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And thank you so much for our discussion. First, is it Arava or Arava? Let me make sure.
Arava. That's how we say it. Yeah.
Arava Institute. I'm glad I got that correctly. So, please, can you tell us as we kick off the discussion? So has Israel had a water supply crisis? And if so, what innovations have they utilized to combat these the water problems?
Yeah, sure. Well, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, Israel definitely was in a water crisis. We were suffering from severe droughts, and at that time, our main source of water was the Sea of Galilee, the Kinneret, and the water levels were declining day after day, month after month, and then very soon there was great concern that we wouldn't be able to pump water out of the lake because the water levels would be so low. And that incident that happened around the early 2000s was sort of a tipping point in Israel, where Israeli water managers realized that we no longer can simply rely on natural water sources. Rainfall is simply not a predictable source of water anymore. And it's just not possible to manage the water needs of an entire country simply from rainfall. And so at the time when the decision was made to start to develop intensive desalination of seawater for drinking water, and that really changed the picture. Since then, we no longer are in a water crisis because our water supply is now made up nearly 70 to 80% of the water that we drink in Israel no longer comes from fresh water sources like the Sea of Galilee, but from desalination facilities. So the ability to no longer rely on nature and rather to develop what we call non-conventional water, primarily desalination, has helped Israel to no longer be overly concerned when there's a drought, for example, because we will always be able to produce the water that we need from seawater.
I think this it's absolutely amazing. And so looking at what you can do, obviously, with seawater and not just relying totally on rainfall, and you are going to share this with South Africa? You're going to share this knowledge?
Yes, we will be very happy to do so. I actually am traveling to South Africa. I'll be there next week with a colleague of mine. And we hope to share our knowledge to a number of people and organizations in South Africa. One of them is the city of Tshwane, which has a lot of challenges in managing its water and wastewater infrastructure. And we hope to sit with them and discuss the options where our expertise in desalination, in wastewater management, recycling can assist, can give ideas, thoughts of ways in which the city can improve its water management infrastructure for the benefit of the residents.
I think this is absolutely so amazing, and it's just such a great initiative. And I see the project's by the Jewish National Fund of South Africa, and they're seeing what they can do to help solve the problem in South Africa. And I see on August the 11th, hosting a panel discussion event to look at Joburg's water crisis. Obviously, you'll be partaking in that discussion.
Yes, we're very grateful. Firstly, I also want to acknowledge the JNF South Africa and also the South African Zionist Federation, who have been fantastically supportive in bringing us out to South Africa. So we very much grateful to them. And as you said, there will be an event taking place in Joburg on August the 11th at 7 o'clock, sponsored by JNF. And I'll be one of the panelists, including, in addition to myself, will be speakers from the Joburg City Council and from the Joburg Water Utility. And I think it'll be – I'm looking forward to it very much. I think, again, you know, like with Tshwane, we are open to speak to anybody and everybody who is coming with an open mind to think about, you know, options and solutions. One thing that's interesting to mention about Johannesburg, I don't know how many of the residents of Joburg or Gauteng know, but something like 70% of the water that is consumed in Gauteng actually comes from Lesotho. from the Lesotho's Highlands project. So Gauteng, which of course is the economic heart of South Africa, its water actually comes from outside of its borders. So there's an interesting element there as well that I'm looking forward to actually learning more from, how South Africa and Lesotho need to work together, because so much of the water that Gauteng depends upon actually doesn't come from within South Africa, but rather from Lesotho.
I think that is so amazing. I had no idea myself personally. So, I mean, I think that is, it's brilliant. And I'm really excited by the outcome, and such a great, great initiative. And I really hope that we're just going to, you guys have taken the lead, that we can follow suit. And well done. Hats off to you. I think this is absolutely brilliant. Dr. Clive Lipshin, Director, Center for Transboundary Water Management, Arava Institute for Environmental Studies. A very good evening to you, Doctor, and thank you so much. What a great, great initiative. And looking forward to welcoming you in South Africa.